B-Pod Studios.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's dirty laundry.
Okay, we're going to tell you a little bit more information about Bobby Brown's son, who was found dead in his L.A. home yesterday. And it's just a little bit crazy. But before I get to that, I have some good news. Wonder Woman 1984 will hit HBO Max the same day it hits theaters, which will be Christmas Day.
Okay.
And by the way, this is brought to you by the new iPhone 12 Pro with 5G, now at T-Mobile, the leader in 5G coverage. So that's kind of good. I get a little annoyed when they don't offer both. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a good compromise. If you want to go to the theater, cool. Yeah. Go see Wonder Woman there.
Yeah. Right.
But if you want to be like me and stay home because I don't want to go to a theater just yet, mm-hmm. I do love going to the movies, then you get to see it as well. Because they didn't do that with a couple of movies that I want to see, and I'm like, oh, I gotta wait. And I hate waiting at this point.
I'm just dying to see Top Gun.
When is Top Gun?
I think Christmas. I don't know.
Oh.
New Top Gun? It was supposed to be out in, like, July.
I haven't heard about Top Gun. I'll
have to know. What is Tom Cruise play in this one? Is he?
He's Maverick.
I know, but he's still a pilot. He's like 60.
I think he's like teaching, but he still looks like he's like 40.
That's true.
He's teaching at Top Gun. He's taking over, you know, the...
General.
I could go.
He's a general.
On and on and on.
Yeah, right. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
But the Wonder Woman looks really good.
Yeah, it does. It looks really, really good. Hey, Jason Momoa, who we talked about earlier, he made this kid in Marshfield's dreams come true by FaceTiming him. The boy is a big fan of Aquaman. But also, Jason Momoa is a tough guy. Mm-hmm. Not that tough. You want to know why?
Yeah, sure.
He thinks that the hardest exercise is yoga.
He's probably not wrong.
Yoga. Yeah.
Yoga. I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't?
I couldn't.
You could.
It's a lot of stretching.
And, yeah, it's good.
And what's planking?
Sweating.
Sweating.
You don't really have to plank. Sometimes you
don't
can
you have
just
to do the
there.
Dog. What is that called?
Downward dog.
No, thanks.
You know, don't knock it till you try it, Bob.
All right, okay.
The downward dog is fun.
Is it?
It stretches your hammies.
No, he literally said... He would rather climb a mountain.
Yeah.
El Capitan.
Yeah, and he does
and do
that
yoga.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Like, he likes rock climbing. So anyway, isn't that kind of good to know when you're doing your downward dog?
Yeah.
Know this, people.
Yeah.
You are tougher than Jason Momoa.
Sure you are. Okay, good.
Okay. So Bobby Brown Jr., 28 years old, was found dead yesterday in his L.A. Home. Mm-hmm. Bobby Brown... He never married this woman, Kim Ward. They're from Boston, and they had two children together. And Bobby Brown Jr. was the second one. She was pregnant. Kim Ward was pregnant with Bobby Brown Jr. when she found out that Bobby Brown was engaged to Whitney Houston.
Okay.
So
who's older, Bobby Brown Jr. or the late Bobby Brown, the daughter?
The late Bobby Brown.
I wonder how old she would be.
The daughter is just a little bit younger.
Okay.
So she died back in 22. What was it? Let me look at this.
Yeah, we'll find
it. She died in 2012.
Okay.
She drowned in a bathtub, and then her mother. No, that wasn't. Yeah, not 2012. She died Bobby Christina died 5 years ago.
Bring it back. Bring it back, LBF.
Yeah. I'm sorry. And Whitney Houston died in 2012.
Okay.
It's just so tragic, that family. Like, now, of course, Bobby Brown has five other children. But all those people died in such strange ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like, I don't know.
You can't say they're cursed because a lot of it is self-inflicted. Let's be honest, right? I mean,
well, Whitney Houston, for
Whitney,
sure.
Whitney, for sure.
I'm still not over that.
Really?
Like, I think that was just really awful. Did you ever see that HBO special about her, Let Me Be Me or something like that?
No.
It's a great documentary. Yeah. Google it.
Okay.
And then that's it.
That's it. You done?
Yeah, I am. I'm sad about it. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Well, let's talk about Jason Momoa and yoga.
No.
I'm going to go do a downward dog to lift my spirits.
All right. Okay. Hey, I got some good news. Excuse me, Brian. I have some good news. We have a contest at WROR.com that is the easiest contest ever.
I've heard about this contest.
It is so,
and it's my
so
jam.
Easy. We call it money for nothing.
Right?
$15,000. You don't have to listen to win, call to win, text to win, know a song, know a friend, nothing.
Nothing.
All you got to do is go to WROR.com, sign up there. Somebody's going to win $15,000.
It's the laziest person contest.
That's what we should have called it.
That's what we should call it.
I mean, come on.
Bare minimum?
Yes.
Yes. That's me.
That's me. Go to WROR.com. It's literally money for nothing, okay? But sign up soon. Some lazy person is going to win $15,000. Why
good
not
for
you? Why not you?
You're
lazy enough. Do it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.